You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 322. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
My video is unfortunately out, so you'll get to stare at Rogue this whole episode, but it'll be a short show, so don't worry about that. We have an episode of the Peter Pan audio tracks from Star Trek from back in, remember, it's 1979. We're going to talk about that briefly. I get to play some Tribbles over the weekend. At least one important note happened during the game, so we can talk about that. And then I think that's it. It's going to be a short show, like I said.
I think that sounds like a plan.
So you reminded me we're going to listen to The Man Who Trained Meteors.
Not the most promising episode title.
No.
I feel like it lived up to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't get any better. This one, I'd say in general, and this could be just, you know, looking back, you know, hindsight, I'd say these audio tracks have been, on average, a little bit better, maybe, than the animated series.
Sure.
Ooh, this one was right up there with the worst of the animated series. This was a terrible episode.
Yeah, between the animated series and these recordings, you know, that it's hard not to feel like these are geared towards children. You know, it's the animated series, not the cartoon. I think maybe the first time that they actually called something an animated series instead of just being like a kid's cartoon. But they are a little simplified, but they're still kind of Star Trek-y. These have been more radio drama than most. But this one, honestly, seriously felt like one of those, you know, follow along at home and turn the page when R2-D2 or, you know, Lieutenant Uhura makes this noise. Hailing frequencies open, Captain. You know, it was so dumbed down and so simplified, I couldn't really take it seriously.
The premise is that they get to this system with 12 planets, and, you know, it's really nice, the Federation settlement. And as they get there, it just so happens that the settlement's being bombarded by meteors. So they beam down and talk to some people and said, yeah, by the way, we were threatened by someone a while back, and, you know, good luck with that. The Enterprise gets the same threat, and so everyone beams back up. They take a shuttle out, find the super powerful alien who, you know, is takes over everyone's minds in space and time, except Spock is immune somehow, so Spock gives him a Vulcan mind whammy, and they take him back to the ship, and that's the end. Oh, no, sorry. He implanted a suggestion in Mr. Scott to go destroy the Enterprise. So they take him into custody, they follow him back to the ship, and then they stop Mr. Scott.
Yeah, they stop him just in time. He was able to fight it.
Right.
Because he was hesitating.
It's Mr. Scott. Mr. Scott does not want to blow up the Enterprise.
He does not want to blow up the Enterprise. He just couldn't do it, which, you know, that makes him not just a good Scott. That makes him a great Scott.
Yeah, that was absolutely terrible, and I expected no less at the end of this episode.
Because, you know, when thousands or tens of thousands of colonists have died in an alien attack, and you've only narrowly defeated this alien and kept your ship from being destroyed, it's the perfect time for a pun and a joke with the crew.
Yeah. Oh, Captain. Yeah, it was terrible. I don't recommend it. I'm hoping the next one is better. Next up on the list is The Robot Masters. So we'll see how that is.
I think one of the things that lent itself to, or, you know, didn't lend itself to this format was that the narration.
Yeah, there was an odd narrator. I think there's only been one narrator before.
I don't remember that ever happening before. And it was like, it really pulled me out of the radio drama aspect of it and kind of put it more into like a book on tape, like a kid's book on tape.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, it was just very bad. So don't recommend it. If you're following along at home, hopefully you haven't read or listened to this one yet. I highly recommend skipping it, which I don't think I've done yet. But yeah, save yourself the time. This one was, despite the entertaining animation that went along with the YouTube video I listened to, not good.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's close the book on that unfortunate episode and we'll move on.
But you had some fun this weekend.
I did. So we had a scrapbooking party on Saturday, and I hope it wasn't one of those guys that got me sick, because otherwise I'll have to hold a grudge. But anyway, put together all the league cards, all the bunch of tournament kits, and got them all up posted so everyone can order those at will. We ended up with a lot fewer Tribbles league cards than anything else, so we'll have to reorder a lot of those. Right now it's limited to one per person, but everything else I think you can get up to two or three per month. Anyway, as intermissions, while we were waiting for the food delivery of Mr. Kirk, we had a quick lightning round of Tribbles, with the deal being, all right, Matt just left. There's four of us. We're going to play until he gets back. So the rule was, as soon as he sets foot in the kitchen or opens the door and asks for help, game's over. All right? So we just played a couple of rounds. It was fun. But Brian was playing a Kapla deck, and there were only four of us. Kapla is the one, right?
What?
Everyone flips the top card, and if it's all the same denomination, I'm surprised you couldn't hear us yelling from wherever you were, because we all flipped over the same denomination, and Brian scored seven times that amount. And so he scored seven Tribbles.
Seven. I was going to say, it's got to be 7 points.
Yeah.
Seven or 700,000.
Yeah.
Based on your excitement.
Yeah, it was amazing. That's the first time since we put that card out years ago. It's the first time I've ever seen it. All the Tribbles rounds. There was a lot of Kapla being played. So if it was going to be done, that would be the night. Brian
awesome.
Ended up winning that round as well. We get through three rounds, and he ended up with about 700,000 points. So,
well, it was that 7 points that put him over the top.
Everything was good from there.
Momentum shift.
Yeah. After we had dinner and finished up the cards that we had to put together, we had one more traditional round, and Charlie and I swapped decks, and I was playing the rainbow deck, and he was playing the go out really fast deck. And unlike the first time where we had just death marches after death marches, Charlie went out for 100,000 even. I don't know how he did that. TV went out for 31,000. Brian went out for 102. Brian went out for 101.
Jeez.
And then Charlie went out for 300,000. Charlie ended up winning with the go out quick deck. Now, as
nice.
A caveat, we all forgot that there were new cards out.
Oh.
So none of us were playing with any of the new 50 cards. So we will do that next. We'll print out a couple copies of those and make changes to our deck. And the league card is legal now too. That's the 10,000 swarm.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll get that to look forward to. The next Tribbles event will feature locally a lot more of the new cards. So anyway, it was a good weekend. Like I said, we put together a lot of cards. I got very sick yesterday, but I'm feeling a little bit better today. And played some Tribbles. So all around good.
Very good. Well, I'm sorry that you got sick, but I'm glad that you're feeling better. And hopefully you'll be well in time for some more shenanigans this coming weekend, or at least maybe on Friday.
Yeah, I also did some traveling last week, so I might have just brought it back with me on the plane. Who knows? But I feel like blaming the people who came to my house to visit, just on the matter of principle.
Not pineapple fever.
Yeah, exactly. 104. I was not feeling well.
Oh, suck.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, well, you should go get some rest then instead. We'll go ahead and cut this short. But besides, we don't have a lot of intelligence this week, but we'll take another episode, the Bad Robots or whatever, something J.J. Abrams-ish, Robot Masters, next week, along with whatever tournament news we have in store. In the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will cough it. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always